right, we're live. Aloha, Love Tribe. Welcome to the Bitcoin Peace and Music Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Valerie B. Love, and I have somebody here who is putting on an epic Bitcoin-only celebration in Charlotte, North Carolina. Liz Parrish, Babes Who Bitcoin. What's up? Welcome, sister.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Heck yeah. I'm so grateful to get to share what you're up to with the world. So tell everybody like who you are. How did you get involved in throwing a kick-ass Halloween party? Woo woo!
Yeah. So my name is Liz. I help co-organize Bitcoin Charlotte meetup group. So I have it's been a different journey to how I got here. My background is actually in civil engineering. That's what I went to school for. And worked in that most of my career outside of college. I lived in Baltimore and DC. I worked at an engineering firm for a little bit and then moved to the public sector where I worked at the Department of Transportation and worked there for about 10 years and moved up in my career. And it really got to a point where I just really didn't like my job. I would wake up in the morning and honestly, some days I would cry on the way to work. I would cry at work.
Oh no.
And kind of got involved in local politics too, which I started to realize, hey, I don't want to be a part of this. And I didn't really understand quite why. So then I quit my job in 2019 and in 2020 moved back to Charlotte, North Carolina. And my brother was here running the Charlotte meetup group, and he had been running it since 2013. And I've always had a passion for just throwing events. So on the weekends when I was working this job that I hated, I would have parties at my house a lot, like just different themed parties. I love music, so I'd have funk parties. Yeah. So I would have like funk themed parties a lot. And really, I would have a party for about anything. If it was somebody's birthday, if somebody had just gotten a new job, but I can make an excuse to have a party for just about anything. So anyway, my brother approached me and said, Liz, like, I know you love bringing people together. Do you want to work together and grow the group? So that's kind of where that started. And my Bitcoin journey, that really started, I had heard about Bitcoin back in 2013. And this was also from I have three older brothers, and they're the ones that really introduced me to it back then. And for me then at the time, I could kind of care less about it. I was like, hey, this is an investment for me. If I make money, this is great. But I really viewed it as almost like a stock, like my 401k. Like if it went up, that was great, but I could have cared less about it, honestly. And I just heard news headlines on it, but it really wasn't until 2020, when this is kind of before my brother asked me to start with the meetup group, but stimulus checks started coming out. And I had just quit my job and I kind of had this aha moment, I guess. I said, well, if, you know, the government's just giving people money to some people, like, why, what is money? Why can't they just give us money all the time? So I started listening to some podcasts and then so they kind of like happened at the same time. When I kind of feel like I got orange pilled and then I started helping my brother with Bitcoin Charlotte.
Wow, that's awesome. Like how cool is it to have Eastside Tony saying, yeah, what's up, Eastside Tony? Tony. Good morning. Yay. How cool is it to have your brother and like your family in Bitcoin with you and helping, you know, guide this journey and dance along it together. Like,
yeah, it's really been great. I mean, I'm so grateful for my brothers to have them to ask questions to. And also we've got our parents on board now too. So.
Really? Oh my gosh. Oh, so, how did that go? Was that an easy orange pill or was that like kind of hectic?
I think it took our dad some years and just over the years, he finally kind of caught on and he read the Bitcoin Standard, which I think really helped him. Mm-hmm. Our mom was actually more recent. So we have a book club with Bitcoin Charlotte. And we do it on Twitter Spaces if anybody ever wants to join.
Oh, cool. Hold on. Bitcoin Chart. So, okay. So if they look, you got, just for anybody who's watching, go to the Bitcoin_CLT, right? And is that where they'll find the spaces and they can follow? Okay, cool.
Yep. And the next book we're going to do is The Uncommunist Manifesto by Svetsky.
Yeah, I got that one right there in my on my shelf.
Yeah, you got to join us.
Oh, cool. Okay, let's do it. When are you guys, do you do one a month? Is it like a monthly thing?
Yeah, it depends. If the book is longer, then we'll split it up. Like we split the Bitcoin Standard up, but Uncommunist Manifesto, I think is in October. I'd have to check, but I think that's coming up next in October.
Okay,
before cool. Halloween. So if anybody wants to join.
Oh, that'd be great, dude.
Do I have it right here? I know I have this book. It's somewhere on my shelf. It's not up there. Where is it?
Well, I have it. So we'll find it. Yay!
Yeah. So this is kind of how we got our mom on board. We were reading Thank God for Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And she is religious. And so we got her this book for Christmas. And we did this on the book club. And she read that book. And her and my dad came on Twitter Spaces. And our dad was talking a decent amount. And I said, hey, Dad, I know mom's there with you. And she didn't like it. She's like, yeah, I'm here. And and she kind of paused. But then she just like went on a rant for about, I would say, at least 5 minutes about how this book really changed her views on society and what's happening with the monetary system and how she feels that, you know, we've been lied to all this time. And so it was like a really beautiful moment. People in the spaces were hearting it and like clapping for her. And so she's definitely on board now. So that's kind of what got her to be orange pilled. So we're a Bitcoin family now.
Yay, Bitcoin family. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. I mean, isn't it interesting like how we all get to Bitcoin from whichever angle it is that's, you know, appealing to us as humans? I mean, a lot of its number go up, some of it's, you know, human rights stuff, whatever, spiritual things, all of it. It's really it's just fascinating to me, like all the different ways that people get to it and then how all these tentacles open up, like, whoa, I didn't know this was going on over here. I got to go dig over this way. Yeah, oh exactly. Man, I got to go check this out too. Holy cow. It's like 24/7 is not enough time. Oh man. And so, okay. So that's just so great. So you're doing this with your brothers. You guys have got mm-hmm. this kick-ass event coming up. Tell us, like, I want to hear about the event because I want the audience to hear about the event. I know about the event and I'm so sad that I don't get to come because
we're going to miss you.
I know. And if I can, you know, finagle something last minute, but as of now I'm on mommy duty that week. Everything got upside down. So yeah.
All right. If you're not here this year, you got to come next year.
Yeah. I'm going to make all these, I got to pre-plan all this stuff, but at least I can help support and get the word out even more. Yeah. Hopefully. Okay. So yeah, tell everybody, I'm going to put it up on the screen too. So go for it. Tell everybody what's Halloween.
Yeah. So Halloween got started because, you know, we were for Bitcoin Charlotte. So we have a lot of educational events, but we also want to have fun too. So that was kind of where I came in. I was like, hey, we can learn about Bitcoin, but it doesn't have to be so stale all the time. And so we had kind of had some other events before at Bitcoin Charlotte, like we went to a baseball game, we had a Christmas event, and the reason this kind of came about was people were coming up to me and my brother and saying, hey, are we ever going to have like more of a conference on the East Coast? And, you know, there's Bitcoin and the Bitcoin conference in Miami, but a lot of people just, it's too much for them or they don't want to travel there. So it was really people coming up to us saying, hey, we'd like a bigger event. And then last year, Justin Redrick, Bitcoin Vegan, we were with him and his birthday's right around Halloween. And so we were joking and saying, oh, we got to do something for your birthday, Justin. And it kind of just came about. We just said, oh, Halloween. And so we did it last year, like very last minute. I think it was about 2 weeks before we put together a Halloween, and it was very much more localized. We had my brother spoke, we had John Tinklenberg from Casa speak, and we had Justin Redrick, Bitcoin Vegan, speak on his book. And we had a pumpkin carving contest, and people did Bitcoin themed pumpkins and just regular pumpkins. And then that night we had a party where everyone dressed as Satoshi Nakamoto.
No way. Everyone dressed as Satoshi. Oh, dude.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. People really put a lot of effort into their costumes. I dressed as Alice Alice in Wonderland with rabbit ears on. So it was like down the rabbit hole. We had one of my friends dress as a Bitcoin fairy, and she was like throwing out little Bitcoins to people. I think the person who won dressed as Moon Boy. So he had an inflatable costume on with like a rocket ship on him. And he's who won the costume contest.
Awesome.
But we had somebody like 3D print a giant Bitcoin and put that on. And it was great. I mean, we had a couple that dressed as Not Your Keys, Not Your Cheese. So people really went all out. So it was a lot of fun. So yeah, this year we're doing the same thing, but just on a way bigger scale for us. And it is a 2-day event. That's 2 days with 3 events. So the first day we're going to do a dinner with the Beef Initiative. So we're going to call it a Cattleman's Feast.
Yay.
So yeah, we're very excited about that. So that's what's going to be with Texas Slim. And we have Gourmet Caveman. He's coming in to cook from Chattanooga, or actually Knoxville. And super excited about that. We just got the smoker today. And so that's going to be more of a social event that night. And we'll probably have someone from the Beef Initiative talk for a little bit. And then we'll eat. And then we'll also carve pumpkins again. So you can do a Bitcoin themed pumpkin or whatever pumpkin you want. And so that will really just be a day for people to network and socialize and just kind of have fun and get to know each other.
I love it.
And then
I love orange pumpkins and Bitcoin. I mean,
yeah, it's perfect.
Can't wait to see all the creativity that comes out of this one this year. This is going to be so cool.
So last year we had, I think the crowd favorite, the one that won was somebody had carved taxes into a pumpkin, and it was actually some kids with their parents that did it. But that one won because, you know, taxes are the scariest thing ever. So
oh my God, dude, that's hilarious. I love it.
The second day, then that's our celebration day. We're not calling it a conference, but we have speakers that are coming and also workshops. And what we really wanted to focus on here is that we do have some bigger names coming in, but we also have people mixed in, I guess you can call them plebs, that are local people in our community that are also speaking, because you know, you go to a lot of these events and it's the same people giving the same talk. So we really wanted to mix it in and have other people's voices be heard that are, you know, definitely have something to say as well. So we'll have speakers on one stage, and then on the other stage, we'll have 101 workshops, and that's going to be taught by Bitcoin Charlotte members. And
cool.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that. So really it's, you know, we want to orange pill as many people as we can in the community. And, but it's an event too. If you've been on your Bitcoin journey for a long time there, I think there's enough content there that will also be beneficial. And, we just really want to have fun with it. You know, sometimes some of these events can get, I've attended some, I know they can get a little boring, and we want to have fun, you know? So the sessions aren't too long. They're about 30 minutes, and then we'll have time for questions. And then yeah, at the end, we're planning to have a happy hour. We'll hopefully get some of the speakers on stage and really open it up to the audience.
Nice. And yeah, that'll be super cool to be able to ask the panel and everybody like different things. Like that always feels good to be able to ask questions. So, okay. So let's see, how much is it? So it's $200 for the full HODL pass, which is a total deal. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
And that includes your Beef Initiative dinner too. Are you kidding me?
Yep, it does. So that includes all 3 events. So that gets you into the dinner, that will get you into the education part, and then also the party. So the party is, I mean, it's going to be a fun time. So we know how to have fun at Bitcoin Charlotte. My brother Jacob and I, we like throwing parties. So the party is going to be from 8 to 2 a.m. Wow. And we're encouraging everyone to dress as Satoshi Nakamoto, whatever that means to you. And there will be a costume contest, and with 250,000 Satoshis for the winner. And we're going to have a band, Your Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. They've been a band for like 20 years.
Oh my God. That sounds so fun.
They'll be there, and we have 2 different DJs, DJ Skittles and DJ Feelgood. They'll also be there.
DJ Skittles on Halloween. Oh my God, that's perfect.
Yeah. And we had him last year as well, and he was great. It was a really good time. Awesome. And then we'll have a fortune teller. She told me she does bone readings. So
bone reading? What is that?
I think she has like little bones that she throws out and reads them, I believe. But
oh my gosh.
So I'm excited about her. And then we'll also have hidden Bitcoin throughout the venue. So the venue space is just awesome. It's like five different rooms. There's a karaoke room. So karaoke will be going on the entire time. And then we'll have a fortune teller in one room. And there's a hidden speakeasy in the venue. And then we'll have a dance floor and a place for photo ops. So it should be a lot, like a lot of fun.
I can't believe I don't get to go. I'm so sad, but I'm so happy for you guys and all the Bitcoiners who are going to go and be delighted and have so much fun with you.
Yeah. And what's a little different about this is, you know, well, it's a Bitcoin themed party, right? But we're also marketing this to people in Charlotte as, hey, this is a Halloween party, and not to like, you know, shove Bitcoin down their throat, but when they get there, you know that they're going to be surrounded by other Bitcoiners, and hopefully we can orange pill people along the way and make it seem not so scary or not so foreign. You know, Bitcoin is here, and you know, it's a form of money, and that we can show people that at the party.
Yeah, I feel like there's so many creative ways to share Bitcoin with people, and especially you know, I didn't know what money was until I learned about Bitcoin. Like, I thought I did. And I'm like, I've run businesses and I've done all sorts of stuff with money. And I realized, like, oh my gosh, I didn't really get it. And now I'm excited about it. And it's like, I'm glad that there's all these different, you know, mediums of how to learn about educating yourself about money and about Bitcoin and the future and macroeconomics and all this, you know, and make it fun, you know, like let's make things fun. I mean, that's a good way to learn if you can create, you know, fun with it too.
Yeah.
So you're going to have karaoke. I'm just thinking of like, oh my gosh, I just interviewed Real Richard. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
Dude, you got to check out Real Richard. I'll be posting the interview, but he makes the best Bitcoin music videos and he raps over them and he makes all this beautiful artwork and visuals behind it and just epic music. He's so talented. And there's so many talented people. There's like Anonymal who does like Bitcoin heavy metal. There's Enki, and he's a wonderful, beautiful music producer. It's so fun. Like all the different, creative talent that's out there that are Bitcoin focused.
I'll have to check them out, because if we can put their videos up at like, especially during the night of the pumpkin carving, I'll definitely do that. We tried to get Roger 9000 to come, but he is going to be at a conference in the UK, I think, that day. So we're sad not to have him, because he was at our first Halloween. So we're going to miss him. So we might have to put his videos up too.
Totally. Yeah. And so, okay, I'll get you in touch with Richard, and I bet he would be flattered and honored to have you guys play his stuff.
Yeah. Awesome. During
the pumpkin. Yeah. He's so nice. And so he's so talented. Oh my God, this is awesome. And so, well, so then what's going on for you? Like just, can we talk about van life?
Yeah. We can definitely talk about van life.
Like we'll keep Halloween up here, but I want to talk about van life with you. Cause I know we talked about that on our phone call like a month or two ago.
Yeah. So when I quit my job, I wanted to go travel overseas and go backpacking in Europe. And that's right when COVID happened. And so I was like, well, I can't go do that. I mean, I could have, but it would have been more difficult. So someone gave me the idea to rent a van. And I didn't even know at the time that you could do that. I thought you had to have your own van or outfit a van. And so I ended up renting a van out west in starting in Salt Lake City. And I rented it for a month and lived out of it and was by myself most of the time, except for when one of my good friends, she came for a week. And then other than that, I was by myself. And I just fell in love with it. It's like having a little adventure mobile on wheels, you know, your home can go with you wherever. And, I just loved it. So I kept saying, I want to get my own van eventually. And then, so finally last year, it was actually about almost a year ago, I think today, that I found a van in North Carolina and I got it. And, I haven't gone on that long of a trip again yet. I really want to, take it back out west, but, I've been going on like a few day trips here and there on the East Coast. And, I just love it. I was in the Smoky Mountains last week and was there for a few days and went hiking there. And like I said, hoping to plan another trip. I posted something. I think I want to get the van wrapped and put like a little subtle like Bitcoin on it somewhere. But then I thought about kind of doing what Sid did, maybe traveling around the nation and going to different Bitcoin meetups. So maybe I'll do that.
Well, maybe you can like do a Bitcoin caravan with other van lifer folks, you know, like, or who knows, you know, there's Erin with Death in Bitcoin. She's a van lifer gal. And there's two other women that I met. It seems like I've only met women who are van lifers.
Yeah, that's kind of odd, isn't it?
I know, right? Like, I mean, I'm sure there's men out there. I haven't gotten to meet them yet. I'm just curious for my own purposes, like how expensive was it to rent for a month? I mean, are there companies that will do like month to month rentals on these things?
Yeah, there are. So I went through Wander Vans.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It was pretty expensive for a month. I mean, they give you a deal if you're doing it a longer rental, but it was, I can't remember the exact price, but it's pretty pricey. I mean, I still think it is cheaper than if you went and like got hotels along the way, but
yeah,
it gets up there. So,
but it got you, you know, kind of hooked on the van life.
Definitely. Yeah. And I mean, there's other options too. Like if people just want to try it out, you can rent through Outdoorsy, which is you can rent people's RVs or vans. So,
oh, okay, cool.
Which is a little cheaper.
So is Outdoorsy sort of like an Airbnb for vehicles?
Yeah.
Like outdoor or like those kinds of things. Oh, that's cool. I know. I'm always thinking if, you know, for Burning Man, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm never going back there and sleeping on the playa. I'm only going to sleep in an RV. And yeah, so it's good to have like other resources to get things, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I should take it to Burning Man. I wanted to go to Burning Man this year, but I've never been, and it's hard to get there now to get a ticket.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy to get a ticket. Like it's like a lottery. You're super lucky if you get in, and it's totally different than when I originally started going back in the late 90s. And so I know I just talked with my girlfriend yesterday who's gone 21 years in a row.
And oh my goodness.
She was just like, I think this might have been my last year. And I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
And so it's just, yeah, I mean, 21 years in a row, man, that's solid.
That's a lot. I've kind of heard that from a few people though, saying that they might not be going back just because it's such a big thing now compared to what it used to be. Like, I wish I could have gone in like the 90s.
And even in the 90s when I was going, I mean, I went in the 90s and the early 2000s, and I mean, it was still 25,000 people. That was, you know, 20,000 people. That was a lot of people. And now it's like 70,000 people or probably more. Who knows? It's just insane. But I mean, it is the most life-changing, other than Bitcoin, being a mom, and Burning Man, all three. It's like Bitcoin babies and Burning Man are the three most powerful. Yeah, the three B's, baby. They've been the most impactful things in my life.
I feel like you could write that. Could be like the title of a book.
Totally, right? Bitcoin babies and Burning Man. Let's go! Woo! It's really like you can't even think. You know, it's like trying to describe an orgasm to somebody. You can tell somebody all day long what it is, but until they have one,
you have to experience it for yourself.
Yeah. And so I think as a music lover and as somebody who loves events, I mean, I highly recommend you enjoy Burning Man at least once in your life.
Yeah. I went to Lightning in a Bottle, which I heard was like the closest thing to it. It's like a mini Burning Man, which Lightning in a Bottle has been my favorite music festival I ever went to. So
yeah, Lightning in a Bottle, those guys know how to throw down for sure. And it's a fraction of Burning Man. Such good production quality. They're good vibes, and it's not out in the middle of the playa, which is its own weird, like, I mean, you go through a whole transformation as a human when you're out there because you're in these weird elements and you just never know, like, oh, there's a 40-minute sandstorm and you just have to stay put and hope you don't get run over by an art car.
Yeah. There needs to be like a Bitcoin camp at Burning Man.
Well, funny you should mention that. We started a Telegram group for next year to try to maybe see about doing a Bitcoin Burning Man camp.
Now so, that sounds fun.
So if you want, I'll send you a link. And it's pretty quiet right now, but there's like, I don't know, maybe 20 of us. And I heard that there are some folks in Miami that are Bitcoiners who are also burners. So I'm like, well, let's join forces and see who's going. And I mean, can you imagine how much fun would that be if we're all out there on the playa together?
Yeah, that'd be great. We should create some sort of like art installment.
Totally. Like we can create a Satoshi or yeah, it's we can do a whole bunch of different fun things with that for sure.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, okay, so you're going to be rocking HODLween. That is going to be super exciting. And so what's going on with Bitcoin Charlotte? How's the Bitcoin Charlotte going on? Are you guys, do you think you're going to start like I think I don't know if we were recording or not yet, but like the Nashville Bitcoiners, like Bitcoin Park, you said you were just there. What's the jam with Bitcoin Charlotte? Do you think you guys are going to like drum up another Bitcoin Park like Odell and those cats?
Hey, well, that's the dream. I mean, I have a dream when you drive into Charlotte that there's like this giant billboard that says Bitcoin Charlotte because we're a huge banking city. Oh, but, wow. I would love that, but yeah, I mean, that would be ideal if we could eventually have a space like, you know, probably not even near as big as Bitcoin Park or Bitcoin Commons, but if we could just even have a small space where people could go, you know, to co-work together or just to even have our meetups at and share ideas, it would just be great. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's definitely in the pipeline. We, you know, it's not in the works now, but that definitely would be a goal. Our huge focus has been HODLween, but our next big focus after HODLween is to get businesses onboarded. We were starting to do that before, and we have one brewery that is accepting Bitcoin now, and that's where we have our meetups at. And then HODLween kind of took over. But once this is done, we're really going to be pushing that next year to try and get businesses onboarded, because I just want to see, you know, that people are accepting Bitcoin. And so people, when people say, oh, you can't use it anywhere, and say, no, actually, you know, there's 50 businesses that accept Bitcoin here, and it's here to stay. So that's going to be our next big push. And just trying to educate people, you know, orange pill these businesses and get them onboarded. So that will be the next one. And then we hope to keep doing HODLween too, you know, as Bitcoin Charlotte. And, you know, we, like I said, we'd like to have education, but we have fun too. One of my favorite events we did here was with a local artist. And it's actually that rock behind me. We had him paint 21 rocks with the Bitcoin Charlotte logo on them, and we hid them all throughout the city. And then on social media, we posted clues as to where they are, and people loved it. I mean, it showed what scarcity is. And then people got to meet local businesses too, as they were doing it. So that was like one of my favorite events that we've done. So.
Ooh, you are the eventstress, the eventstress. Well, that's so much fun. I mean, and that's it. Like you take like something that seems mundane, like money, and then you can put a spin on it and be like creative and make it cool. Like it's,
yeah,
it's, I mean, so important.
If we're changing the world, we might as well have some fun too.
Might as well have a lot of fun.
And what we also have a guy in our group, he's going to be starting probably next year, a bit devs, a Charlotte bit devs, because we don't have one. So that will definitely be a more technical aspect, which we're excited about too.
Yeah. I've only gotten to go to one bit devs meetup, and it was like about a month ago. And of course I just sat there and listened, cause I'm like, it's way over my head. However, it felt nice to just be around everybody who's, you know, doing this work, so I could meet like, who are the people who are doing the things behind the scenes that aren't, you know, as out in the open. And then, you know, hopefully through osmosis, I learned some things, but I'm still just like, wow, this was complicated.
Yeah. So I didn't really know anything about bit devs, and I just heard this past weekend kind of what it's all about. And I mean, just the format of it just seems great. Like you can learn so much, but it's always seemed so intimidating to me to like go to one of those. So I can relate to what you're saying. I heard in Atlanta, they started a bit plebs, which isn't as technical, and they go more on like philosophical, you know, conversations, that, and they go that route and top philosophical topics. So that's maybe you can start a bit plebs.
Maybe I'll do a Bitcoin piece of music, BitPlebs or something. Like we'll have some music and then we'll talk about philosophy of Bitcoin. I love it. I think.
Yeah. And I want to say this too, in regards to being technical, because I get nervous about that. Like I have an engineering background, but I don't know everything about Bitcoin. And honestly, some things I don't care to learn and I'm glad other people know, but Michael Tidwell just gave a presentation on his conference, TAB conference, mm-hmm. in Atlanta. And he said something that I thought was really great about just being, everyone's on a different technical level. You could be a one or you could be a 10, but we're all going to grow in our own way on our own journey, like in regards to the technical knowledge. And that really like made me feel better about myself. Like we're on different journeys, you know, and you can come in wherever you feel okay. And so I'll give him a shout out too, to TAB conference. That's the weekend before ours.
Yay.
So anybody that's going to Atlanta can go to TAB conference and then just stay, you know, stay on the East Coast and then come to we're calling ours the after party of TAB. So go there, learn a lot, and then come to Charlotte and you'll also learn some, and then we'll have a giant party afterwards. So.
And eat some good beef with Slim, yeah. and everybody. Oh my God, that's going to be awesome. They just did their conference at White Oak in Georgia. Did you know about this conference they just did?
Yeah, I did. I had seen Slim actually like a day before he was going to his conference. I wish I could have gone, but you went to one of his, right?
I got to go to the one here in Colorado in Crawford at Jason Rick's ranch. And oh man, it was just so nice to chill. Like I imagine it was a similar vibe as your party, because it's like, okay, we're in this cool atmosphere. We're talking about food. We're also talking about Bitcoin, you know, we're having fun. We play a little bit of music, you know, it was just really like, felt kind of like a little family reunion, you know what I mean? Like really nice, and being in nature and kids running around and stuff. It was very, very like, highly recommend getting to any of those events if you can get to them.
Did you guys camp there too?
We did. Yeah. And so we didn't camp at Jason's property. There was a, you know, like a state campground that was just a couple miles away. So that was kind of cool too, to just be like, good morning, everybody. We're brushing our teeth and spitting it out here. And it was really cool.
Well, it's when you do things like that, you really get to know the people that you're hanging out with.
Yeah, totally. I know I have an SUV. And so I just like laid down the seats and I'm like, cool. That's my tent. My car is my tent.
Well, you had van life then.
Oh man. It's funny. I used to have a minivan. I had a Toyota minivan. It wasn't, you know, a tricked out bed van or anything, but I traveled in that thing and camped in it all over the place. And it was just, I love it. I love being able to just be like, this is a good place to stop for now or the night or whatever. And just, cool. And just that freedom, you know, like we love freedom.
Yeah. That's what I love about my van so much. You can just park it wherever. And then that's where your home is for the night.
It's so cool, man. I know. I used to live on a sailboat for 3 years and my partner and I, like we taught sailing to university kids. And so we each had our own boats and, you know, we could sleep 6 to 10 people on each of the boats. And we also had an RV. And so we'd travel with the RV and put the kids on the RV. And it was just this like, where we want to go today, you know, and it's just such a cool feeling, you know, and it's an inspirational feeling to think about, well, yeah, what else is possible? I don't have to live in this old society way of thinking, 9-to-5 rat race thing. It's really, how has your van life experience changed your worldview about your future and your life?
Well, I mean, I think van life has definitely made me be more, low time preference. Like you don't need as much. Like sometimes you think in our society, it's like, oh, I got to get the big home and I need to have all these things. And then I go in my van, it's like, oh no, actually I don't need that much. And this is, you know, I don't need all these clothes and all these extra gadgets. And it's, that's definitely changed for me. I don't know, like for the future, what it really means for me. And kind of right now I'm in that mode. I feel like I want to like keep traveling. Like I want to travel more in my van in the United States, but I also like really feeling I want to go travel other places. Like, especially I want to go to El Salvador and I'd like to go to Costa Rica and see what they're doing there with Bitcoin. But yeah, I'd say the biggest thing that it's made me realize is like, oh, you don't need as much. And like you said, freedom. I mean, the options are endless, what you can do and where you can go. I mean, I'm somebody, I get kind of tired doing the same thing every day or like staying in the same place, but there's also been a lot of benefit to that too, to routine.
It's both. I mean, it's like we dance through these things throughout our life, right? Like, I mean, obviously there's some folks who are like, okay, this is my schedule every day for my whole life till I die kind of thing. And that works for them and that's okay. My mom was like that, you know, she just predictability and she liked that kind of vibe. And for me, I'm like, oh no, that's no bueno. But you know, sometimes it's nice to have that stability and sometimes it's nice to have your wings just sort of breezing around going whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it might be interesting. I'd be curious if there are any kind of Bitcoin nomad groups out there with folks like you and perhaps, you know, Aaron. And did you hear about Sato? Is it Sato Project? I think it's called Sato Project. He's got a sailboat. And he's just traveling around Europe and he's got this big old Bitcoin, you know, sail. And he's just like, I'm going to, cool. You know, he's kind of like how Sid was doing, you know, he's just talking about Bitcoin and sailing around, having his own thing, you know.
It'd be cool. Nice. I got to check that out.
Yeah.
I saw that because when I posted about wrapping my van, there is another van. I think he must be in Europe. It's called Satoshi the Van. And so I think he's kind of doing the same thing. Like he's traveling around in his van with a Bitcoin on it.
It's so cool. It's like Bitcoin van life, you know, or whatever, Bitcoin nomad life. Or I think it's cool because then who knows who you might meet and just be like, yeah, let's go road trip down to Costa Rica. Because as you know, doing it all by yourself might be not as enticing.
Yeah,
but if you have like a little caravan, you're like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, that's one of my dreams. Actually, I was talking to some people in our group about it in Bitcoin Charlotte that I was like, maybe I'm going to start planning excursions for Bitcoiners.
Yeah. Dude, I know we did. I think we talked about that, like the retreats and stuff. I met another woman in Florida. She's all about doing some different Bitcoin retreats. It's you know, excursions, retreats, whatever it is, but just like bringing us all together and having some fun and adventure, you know?
Yeah. And it's nice to know when you're surrounded by people who see the world the same as you, you know, if I'm going to go do it, it'd be nice to be around people that kind of think the same as me.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it so much more like, I mean, I don't know how have your relationships changed since you have become, you know, a super Bitcoiner, you know, like,
oh goodness. I don't know if I can date somebody that's not a Bitcoiner. I mean, I've had this discussion a lot with people and I just, you know, I was talking about this last weekend and the conclusion was like, well, I think my brother told me this. He said, well, you have to date a critical thinker. And so then if they're at least a critical thinker, then they can probably orange pill them. But I mean, I'm living in a banking city right now. So I've been on dates with some people that are just straight up bankers. And then, you know, the conversation gets brought up right away because they ask what I'm doing. So I tell them and then we start talking about Bitcoin. And then, you know, it's like, you don't want to be rude, but it's like, this probably isn't, this isn't going to work.
Swipe left.
So although, I mean, Bitcoin has changed my life in so many ways. Like I was talking to Roger 9000 about this. I said, it's almost, you put you in a little, like almost in a bubble or has made the options almost smaller, which I guess, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'm waiting for that orange pill app to come out. So.
Oh man. Seriously? Yeah. The orange pill dating app? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. When's that coming out?
I don't know. Have you seen like somebody, and I don't know, I don't know if they're just like posting stuff, but I haven't really delved in, but it's like love and Bitcoin or Bitcoin is love or something. And they talk a lot about like dating on.
Yeah. I think that's the account. They say they're making a dating app, but.
Get on it. Come on. Yeah. There's going to be like five women and 1,000 men. We're going to be like, okay, boys.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, it's made it, like I said, Bitcoin's been great in so many ways, but in some others, yeah, it's been challenging, not only with like romantic relationships, but even other friendships too. So sometimes I almost don't talk about it. I mean, some of my girlfriends, I've tried to orange pill and it just doesn't work. So I'm just kind of like, okay, we're not going to talk about that anymore. Like I've tried to help, but.
Do you feel like you're gravitating more towards Bitcoin or friendships and less like away from your other friendships? Or like, because I know that's happening for me. I'm just curious how everyone's is, because I feel kind of lonely sometimes. I'm like,
I talked about at BitBlock Boom. I talked to some people. I said, I feel like a lot of Bitcoiners are lonely. That's why we're going to, why we keep going to, I think, these events to be around other Bitcoiners. But I would say, you know, I have, you know, some of my friends that are my ride or die friends, and they'll be there even if we don't agree on some topics, and they're always going to be there.
Yeah.
But my main circle of friends here in Charlotte is Bitcoin Charlotte. You know, I moved here. I left a group of friends in DC, and I moved here during a pandemic, and then started to really grow this group. And really, like, they are my group of friends, and I wouldn't even call it, to me, it's more than that. Like, I feel like we've created a family here in Charlotte, and even people that have moved away from Charlotte, when we go to these Bitcoin conferences, we all get together. You know, they might be living in other cities, and we still like make sure we have dinner together, and we still have our Telegram chat with these people. So like, they've really, like I said, become family, which is great. I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it really like it. It and I say this a lot, but it's like Bitcoin, the community and the ethos, it reminds me of Burning Man. And like, if I'm anywhere on the planet and I meet a burner, it's instantly like, okay, we have like some common interests, common values, you know, like we believe in certain things. And I believe, I feel that similarity with Bitcoiners, you know, and it's like anywhere you go, if you're like, oh, you're a Bitcoiner. Oh, yay. Good. You're like, you already know, like you believe in freedom. You believe in self responsibility. You know, you believe in fairness and work, proof of work and everything. It's like a nice way to like, you know, you can eliminate a lot of the small talk and just get straight to the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree.
I love it. It's such a good thing, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I've been doing when I travel too, even if it's not Bitcoin related, but I'm just traveling for fun. I've been trying to just tweet to meetup groups and just meet local Bitcoiners. And it's been so great. I mean, I did it when I went to San Diego and met the folks there. And I mean, they went out of their way to kind of have a happy hour with me. And they were so nice and so welcoming and you know, made friends there, which was awesome.
It is. It's just so cool. I feel like the community, it's just such an open, welcoming, inclusive vibe, you know, and that feels like really good in my heart. So
yeah, I agree.
Yay. Well, cool, sister. So, okay. So let's tell everybody where to go to get some tickets for Hodlween.party. How'd you get a dot party? I didn't know there was such a thing as a dot party website address.
Yeah, I don't know. So my brother's, he did all that. So I don't know how he got that, but yeah, it's Hodlween.party. So you can find all the information there and get your tickets there. And if you pay in Bitcoin, you get a discount.
Nice. That's so cool. And everybody can go to BitcoinCharlotte.org and check out what you guys are up to there.
Yeah.
And then Bitcoin_CLT. And then they can go follow Liz at Babes Who Bitcoin. I love it. Woohoo. So great, man. Any last things you'd like to share with the audience on their journey of either van life or Bitcoin or making a kick-ass costume for the party?
You know, just, we would love that. You just, everybody's welcome to Hodlween. We'd love to have you, and it's going to be a good time. And, no, we didn't talk about costumes. You know, I actually don't know what I'm wearing. I don't know what I'm wearing yet. So do you have any ideas?
Okay. So you're supposed to dress up as your vision of what is Satoshi?
Yeah. Which could be anything.
I know. Like, I mean, to me, the first thing that comes to mind is love, but you know, cause I do think Satoshi is love. Like, Satoshi represents like the tool for a more loving world. But I mean, like, the Bitcoin is the tool that Satoshi revealed to the world that is, I believe, can be more love, but that's just me. I'm always thinking about all that stuff.
No, that's a good idea.
But you know, you could be like, I wonder if they have like a big blow up heart world thing. Like, have you ever seen those? There's like graphics of like the earth, but then it's shaped as a heart.
Yeah.
You know? So it looks like the earth, but it's a heart. I don't know. My mind is just sort of thinking of something interesting.
Am I going to get hot in there?
You're Yeah, you. Yeah. I don't know. Ask the winner of your contest last year and see what.
Yeah, I haven't come up with any ideas yet. None that are like Bitcoin related. I thought about just being Carmen Sandiego.
a what in San Diego? A farm?
Carmen Sandiego. You know, from like the 90s. Like I played that video game a lot. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Satoshi?
Yeah.
I know, right? That would be an interesting one. I know. What else could you be that's like super? Because you're going to have Mama's Big Booty Funk Band. Is that the right name?
Yeah. Your mama's Big Fat Booty Band.
Your Mama's Big Fat Booty Band. Oh my God. I can't believe I'm missing that. I love funk so much. It's just
you
like,
come.
Dude, call my ex-husband and tell him to take the kids for the weekend.
Try that.
Come on, kids. Oh my God. They think I'm insane. My family, when we first started the conversation, you know, I was like, yeah, your family's into Bitcoin with you. You know, like I feel alone in my world of my blood people because they are not Bitcoiners yet. Everyone will be eventually, but
maybe it's not their time yet.
Yeah. It's
what
not.
About, how old are your kids?
14 and 16.
What about them?
No, they think mommy is insane. So
have you tried to like pay or give them Bitcoin as a form of money?
Too, and they just say that they're just going to convert it into money and not
hold all right. Bitcoin.
And so, you know, it is what it is. And I recognize like I have to pull back a lot more and just let them come to it on their own interest and not have me push it down their throats, because that just makes them rebel against it even more. You know what I mean? And so, you know, something will happen along the way and then it'll be like, oh, okay, cool. This is great. You know, and it's okay. So as long as one person in the family's got the Bitcoin torch, I feel like we're going to be okay for the future.
Yeah.
We shall be protected. Yeah, this is awesome. But thank you so much for spending time and sharing the project and your passion for Bitcoin and van life and freedom. Yay.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. This has been great.
Yeah, it's been really fun. And cool. Well, everybody, you guys definitely go check out hodlween.party and get some tickets and go support the event and go follow Liz at Babes Who Bitcoin on Twitter. And we'll see you. I want to see some pictures on social media. If I don't know, are you guys, whatever, just send some pictures. I want to see some pictures of the event.
Yeah,
we'll do. Right on. Cool. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is DJ Val with Bitcoin Peace and Music and wishing you lots of warm love and aloha until next time. Woohoo. Yay. Thanks, Liz.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, aloha. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you liked what you heard, it would be awesome if you could help us out. Please like, share, and subscribe on all your favorite listening platforms. And our favorite listening platform is a value for value model podcasting 2.0 app called Fountain.fm. What's cool is you can stream sats to your favorite content creators so that they can keep making kick-ass content for y'all. So go over and check it out. And until then, really just remember, you fucking rock and I love you. Peace.